Uzbekistan embraces online gambling with new regulations. Uzbekistan has introduced a comprehensive regulatory framework for online gambling and lotteries, signaling a pivotal shift in the country's stance on digital gaming. The new regulations were ratified by the Cabinet of Ministers on December 6 and will come into force on January 1, 2025. Under the new framework, the National Agency for Prospective Projects, NAP, will act as the primary licensing agency, vetting and awarding 5-year licenses to lottery, betting, and online gaming operators. To be approved, operators must satisfy stringent financial requirements, including an authorized capital of 56.25 billion soums, $4.4 million, and a reserve fund of 28.125 billion soums for online gambling and betting platforms. Lottery operators have reduced financial entry requirements. Other key provisions include the mandatory use of Uzbekistan's national internet domain, software certification, and player verification procedures. Furthermore, the regulations enforce participation restrictions. Individuals under 18 and specified vulnerable groups are banned from engaging in gambling activities. Wagering on some betting markets is also prohibited, including bets on local events and youth sports. NAP to oversee compliance. The government will establish a centralized unified state register of bets and players to monitor and regulate gambling activities. NAP will enforce compliance, using its authority to impose fines on non-compliant operators, including international entities. The agency is mandated to finalize regulatory frameworks and implement monitoring mechanisms by January 1, 2025, in collaboration with the Ministry of Internal Affairs, Central Bank, and Tax Committee. Although the new licensing framework paves the way for an online gaming market in Uzbekistan, the Central Asian country still frowns at land-based gambling. The new rules prohibit brick-and-mortar gaming establishments, including casinos and slot machine halls, with licensed lottery ticket sales outlets being the sole exception.